You still with me, man?
Oh, yes. I'm not going to refuse.
Good.
Good. Now, what is this tied into?
It's something we had in the free press. It was an ad. It's a University of Pennsylvania thingy.
Uh-huh.
And it's a linguistic study, and they're going to record our talk.
And what do you gain out of it?
Well, I get this free 30-minute long-distance call. Plus,
oh, yeah.
Plus 10 smacks.
Oh, yeah, for every call?
No, I'm just doing it once. It's a one-time deal.
Oh, it's a one-shot deal, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yes.
Yes. So what's going on? When do we know when they start?
Well, I think, I don't know.
Or are we going right now?
Yeah. I mean,
I bet they get a lot of them like this, don't you?
All they're doing is talking about this survey.
I bet they hear this 1,000 times a day.
I probably should have called you before, man. I wanted to tell you I got a fancy new computer and all that.
Really?
Can you email and stuff?
No.
You don't have any access?
No.
But it's, you know, it's for my home. I got a PC.
Great.
CD-ROM, 75 Pentium chip.
You went all the way, huh?
Built-in modem. Yeah, I've been surfing. You know, we got a website and all that at the Freep.
Wow, that's great. We got a piece of shit computer up there at NBC.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is trash.
I hope these people
don't work for NBC.
I had a big problem with... No, it's University of Pennsylvania.
Okay. Good deal.
A big quandary, you know, trying to figure out the PC versus Mac deal.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
And, you know, it was a no-win situation.
No, they offer more software. Oh, wow. I wonder if they're through with us.
Why, what happened?
I don't know. I thought I heard a click.
Would you never mind about that? I mean, I'm calling to talk to you.
Okay.
I know this is probably fascinating, and I knew that you'd really trip out on it. I should have called you beforehand and told you about it. But,
I kind of like the surprise effect of it, you know.
You thought I was like a bullshitting, huh?
Well, you know, when you said you got like a minute.
You thought I was at the police station?
Something like that, or, you know, not actually that, but I thought that it's Stephen Lee Cook. No, I thought you were up to, you know, I thought that you were, you know. what am I trying to say here? Oh, I thought you were, like, at a fundraiser or something, you know, like you're in Conway at PBS.
Oh, no.
And that you were calling me and telling me to, you know, put it on PBS and you'd be waving or something.
Oh.
And you had a minute, because in a minute I had to act like I was giving a pledge or something.
Well, you would have given a pledge, right?
Oh, yeah. But I thought that, you know, it was going to be a lot of hoopla, like they would shine up the name or something. You get to hold up the phone and go, I've got a pledge right here for Mr. Rush.
Listen,
I thought you had a lot planned out.
Man, I'm sorry. I had to work Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Well.
How did that deal go? And I haven't even called you since then.
You know, I thought of that just this week, and
it's been a month later.
Delayed reaction. Well, we didn't go to the Van Dynen party. It was Justin Clore's birthday, and he was
right.
Wanting to celebrate.
Well,
so
I was even with you that far.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that
happened. But you know, Kim, you have a huge mound of dog hair on your left cheek. You might want to pull off before you jump in the sack. No, your buttocks. She looked in the mirror at her face.
That's what I pictured as well.
Okay. say goodnight, Steve. She's sick.
Sorry to hear it.
Oh, yeah. So, but, you know, here's the deal. Halloween, you know, they had the Halloween on actual Halloween.
Right.
So,
Tuesday.
Huh?
Tuesday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, Tuesday.
Yeah. So that weekend there wasn't Jack, you know?
Right.
So we went out dressed up, and you know how Fort Smith is, man. We're like the only people dressed up, you know? And,
people in costumes.
Justin, actually, the Roosters had a contest, but there really wasn't many people there at all dressed up. And
yeah, I wasn't down with that either, man. I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, man, it was just a regular day. I just worked.
It was
sad. It wasn't a Halloween thing at all.
Yeah, well, I like Halloween. I like to do a dress up.
Oh, you know, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
It's fun, man. Justin went as a Hooters girl.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He won a, I think he got third place, $50, something like that up there.
He does have a nice set on him.
Yeah, well, he bought him a big padded bra to put on, you know. And he enjoyed the part. We got scared maybe a little bit too much so every now and then. So, Justin, I don't want to see you like a week from now laying around the house with this big brassiere on.
Yeah. Man, did you ever met the guy on, that works, he's an instructor, I guess, at Euler?
No.
That, you know, that was his thing. He wore a business suit but also a skirt. And, they put a thing in him in the Democrat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, everybody was cool with it. That's what was tripping me out, you know, that nobody was saying this needs to be stopped, you know.
Yeah.
And
they're still cool with it.
Well, this is like about a month ago,
uh-huh.
And then two of the stations ran a piece on him also.
Uh-huh.
Then, you know, there's something in the paper today that said they asked him nicely if he would, and he agreed to start wearing more conventional stuff. Because some money the alumni have threatened to stop, donating.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, this sort of tyranny is quelled.
So he would wear, like, a tie?
Yes, a suit and tie, very nice jacket, and then a skirt that matched very well.
So
and high heels.
So he was in taste.
If he was sitting at a desk, you would never even know it. And he wasn't transvestite per se because he didn't dress up like a woman.
Yeah. Huh. So does he have any odd sexual preferences?
He said he was hetero.
Oh yeah.
Not so odd.
No, I've heard of that one before.
Well, man, check out what happened to me this Halloween, man.
Okay,
so. I'm working, you know, it was, like I say, it was work weekend for me, or work week,
mm-hmm.
production time, and I'd just gotten off, you know, it was like 9 o'clock, nobody dressed up or nothing, it was very, just a regular day.
Uh-huh.
April comes over.
Uh-huh.
She's a little tipsy, right?
Uh-huh.
And we start playing on the net, and...
What agency is she working for?
Barb Soul, something like that.
Oh, so it's somebody's name?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know? Never
heard
of
him. No, never heard of him.
Yeah.
Keep rocking.
Prospect Building.
Yeah, no.
It's a pretty small operation, I think about 4 or 5 people.
Oh, yeah, well, that's about right size for Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you're surfing.
Yeah, yeah, and got a nice little office. And anyway, Power Mac, too. And we're hanging out. Still here for a couple of hours, you know. And it gets to be back at 11. We're sitting out on the porch. It's nice enough that we can look at the Capitol and
mm-hmm.
have a beer. You know, she's a little tipsy, and I'm, you know, so I got the upper hand here. And then this chick Kathleen that I've been hanging out with, right?
I
told you about her.
Uh-huh.
She's a waitress at Whitewater.
Uh-huh.
She's got a pierced tongue.
Oh, no. I've heard that's dangerous.
Well, her ears aren't even pierced. She's got this tongue.
They can hit a nerve.
Man, that whole thing, let me quell that, man, because, I mean, whatever she went through to get that, if it's for, you know, anything to do with lovemaking or whatever, it's not that. I didn't see any difference myself.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she comes up, man, and she is not only smashed, she's like, she's out of her head on something.
Oh, no.
Something serious. I don't know what it is, man.
Running again.
Because I hardly even know her, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she's in this Catwoman outfit with, you know, like glitter all over her face, a mask, and all this dominatrix shit. You know?
Uh-oh.
She'd been working.
Oh, no.
And, but she's so screwed up, man, that, anyway, you know, and I'm like Bobby Brady here, and I know it's a scene.
Yeah.
And, so I go and, you know, offered drinks, whatever, anybody. And
you girls like some drinks.
And they were all out on the porch, and, you know, of course, I just put on the Beastie Boys. And April leaves quick.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, you know, and Kathleen couldn't go anywhere, you know. I mean, you know, so she's obviously going to have to stay. And she tells me the next morning, you know, we've dated, you know, for a couple of weeks, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I knew she'd been married.
Yeah.
This casual conversation. I said, you know, how long are you guys together? And she goes, you know, I hadn't seen him in about 3 years.
Uh-huh.
Didn't say anything about him getting a divorce or nothing.
Right? I hadn't seen him.
The dude's in the military, right?
So oh,
it's easy
no.
enough to track down.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's just one of those ladies, like Maria's sisters, kind of in the same type of situation.
Uh-huh.
And, in fact, it might be a good story in that. I mean, not just for this individual, but, you know, people that stay together in the military for convenience.
Yeah.
And basically built taxpayers. But anyway, so that's, you know, and it just, something about that's not right to me, you know. So,
oh, yeah.
So
well,
you know, I mean, even though she hadn't seen him in 3 years, I don't care, they're still legally married.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so I don't, you know, it's not, I have to go to work anyway, and it's, but, and I don't let on that I'm not real cool with it.
Uh-huh.
And, but I just hadn't even contacted her since. And,
yeah.
You know, and, she understands, and I think she knows the reason why. But what was weird, you know, I let her borrow a pair of my shorts to drive home in because, you know, she looked kind of obscene, you know, for the next day, you know, for Halloween, I guess.
Sure, sure. Get pulled over.
Yeah, and then, you know, what are you going to say? You know?
Yeah, well, you know, it was Halloween. I'll say, it was, ma'am.
I can hear it.
Uh-huh.
And, so I hadn't seen anything from her since. Then last night I come home, you know, a whole issue's gone by.
Uh-huh.
And there's a package wrapped in black in the doorstep, you know.
Oh, no.
And something instinctively I say, yeah, this is her. And so I open it up, and it's these shorts, right?
Yeah.
But there's also, there's a used book in there. It's a Janis Joplin biography. And this, postcard, man, that she was, you know, she was the Catwoman or whatever. This postcard is like from 1957 movie. The post was called Catwoman.
Oh, the
and
real
then,
thing.
Right. And then she, well, it didn't have anything to do with, you know, like Batman. It was like a B-movie love drama type thing.
Yeah, but a really old postcard.
Yeah, well, it was like an old movie poster. I mean, it was like probably a modern-day thing with a deal going.
I gotcha.
But, you know, and then she wrote like some kind of Irish drinking song on it that says, you know, I was all a flutter and fell in the gutter and a pig comes along. I've kind of heard it before. A pig
uh-huh.
comes along, then this chick comes along and says, you can tell a man who boozes by the company he chooses, and the pig gets up and splits.
Yeah.
And, you know, the dude's a booze hound, and, you know, he... The pig won't even hang with him. And, but I don't know if this has got some significance if she is the person in the gutter, you know, because she was so smashed.
Sure.
And I'm the pig taking a walk. Or,
yeah.
You think that's what it is?
Oh, yeah. That's no doubt about it. I say black and white.
I mean, but she didn't write anything except for this. And then
when
it was all done, she wrote a dash and wrote Irish song.
Well, I think the, you know, it's supposed to be there.
I mean, but that has
for a reason.
That had nothing to do with it, though.
Huh?
I mean, her being all smashed had nothing to do with why I don't want to hang with her.
But that's why she thinks it is because of that.
Well, man, you know I got no problem with drunkenness and debauchery.
Yeah, but, you know, maybe she doesn't know.
Yeah, she don't. Well, maybe she doesn't, I mean, because...
Well, maybe she's just saying the way she handled things on that particular drunken night.
Well, I mean, but I mean, she told me the next day she was sober.
She doesn't know what she was.
And I tell you what, I've been cleaning up glitter around this house. Man, I hate glitter, man. It doesn't go. Can't ever get it off.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It sticks to stuff, too, boy, let me tell you.
I would walk around with glitter on my face. You know, how did it get there? Oh, he's on your face.
He get to work with a speck. Gold glitter, huh?
Silver.
Silver. Oh, should have known. Catwoman.
But, man, I mean, this computer is great.
Oh,
and
man.
It's so cool. Yeah, this is all towards my goal of freelancing someday.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what it's all about.
I've been loving surfing, too.
Sure. I mean, that
let's be sure.
I'd like to have one myself. I think that would be a good thing to have.
Yeah. I mean, this is.
Plus the fact you can work at home and stuff if you wanted to, you know.
I've been doing that a lot more.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's what it's all about.
I got a printer with it. I mean, it's a package deal.
Uh-huh. So you just went out and got you a brand new one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Living the good life.
The
I CD-ROM, tell you what.
That CD-ROM is cool.
Oh, brother.
Oh,
I tell you,
doing,
huh?
Are you going good? You coming over Thanksgiving?
No, you know, I don't know. Parents are going to San Antonio, you know.
Well, come down and have it with us.
Yeah, all right. I'll keep that in mind. Mom just called me this week and said, you know, you want to go to San Antonio? And I'm like, San Antonio, you know? Yeah, it's just not an easy trip to make on Thanksgiving, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah, they're a little closer than you are.
I don't, you know, why don't they, like, do it for Christmas or something? Christmas is a little bigger deal.
No, I mean, they're both equally. I mean,
hey, Tim, in my book, Christmas is a lot bigger deal than Thanksgiving.
Oh, of course.
And you can get an extra day, a couple days off, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, Thanksgiving's always on a Thursday.
Yeah, well, you know, Thursday, that's an all-day Thursday drive. And Friday, Saturday, I'd almost like to go just to be going somewhere. And I've got a friend that lives down there, used to work at the Mac Group, lives right around San Antonio. I'd like to see their spread, man. But anyway, I don't think I want to do it.
Well, man, come on, stuck guy.
I dig it. I hadn't been there in a long time.
Me neither.
Seemed like we was up to something on that before.
Huh?
Seemed like we were talking about something before all that got started.
It's the computer stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Talking about living the good life.
Yeah. That's
there
what
you
was
go.
Talking about, I believe. He's telling me what it was like.
Yeah, I don't
But
apparently, you met a fork in the road, and it was bent. Because something wasn't right about what you was just saying.
Well, I went and saw the we had a premiere, the Free Press did, for the 007 flick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was tonight.
Huh. How'd that go?
Oh, it went pretty good. We did like trivia and gave away T-shirts and stuff, but I didn't make it for that. I was doing that newspaper thing.
Yeah, you got to keep working, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the Hog game Saturday. First one of those I've been to in a long time. Yeah, a little Kimberly Clore treated me and Justin, so that was awful nice. Got that big snow, though, and it got a little chillity winkers out there.
I heard about that. I can't believe that, because it was a regular old day down here.
I could have put on shorts earlier in the day, coming home from work. It was raining.
That's one thing I like about Fayetteville, that you never can tell when you're going
to... No, if you don't like the weather, Steve... Just wait a day.
Well, hey, I went and saw Ronnie Hawkins the other night, man, at Juanita's.
Oh, really?
You don't remember who he is?
Yeah, he used to be in the band.
Well, kind of, sort
had Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks.
Yeah,
back
that's
in
right.
He used to have a club up here.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
Tell me I don't know Ronnie.
Oh, well.
Come on now.
Well, I think half a damn Fayetteville was down here for the show.
Oh, really?
They're all like dudes in their 60s that still like to drink whiskey, you know. Well, this is probably their, you know, five times a year they get schnockered.
Yeah.
And half of them were his old frat buddies or something.
They're up here, boy, let me tell you. It seems like I saw a sign about old Ronnie Hawkins over in the library club or something.
Well, see, that's the deal. I mean, it's kind of a big deal because he's been living in Canada for this is the first time he's been to Arkansas in like 20 years.
Yeah, the old library's got an open mic night on Tuesdays now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we went up there one night. Scott talks a big line about going up there and working it, but he ain't done it.
You guys were going to jam?
Yeah, we was going to.
You didn't?
No,
the
night we were there.
No,
I got up there with Kimberly and did a blues riff, and she improvised some words.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it went quite well.
Yeah.
People seemed to actually enjoy it. It was kind of like a little movie scene or something, you know? We both kind of sat there and looked at each other, and I said, oh, let's play a little blues or something like that. and she said, in the mic, she goes, we're going to do an improvisation for you. all cool like that. And then I started in the blues riff, and she goes, you want to play something else besides that? And I go, no, not really. She goes, okay. And so then we started, and it went quite well. It was fun. I'd like to do it again.
You guys should.
Well, we're going to, you know, she was all gung-ho to do that new Natalie Merchant song, Carnival, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and learned some basic chords to it, you know, and that's about as far as it's gotten. Can't ring her in to learn the song now.
That's fine. One of those deals.
One of those deals, yeah. Flash in the pants, just like Scott.
Flash in the pants. I got a flash in my pants right now.
That's Shrum been talking it, boy. He's going to work up this, and me and him should do that.
Oh, really? I've never known him to talk like that before meeting him.
Yeah, he doesn't do it often, but this time he's doing it.
I'd like to see him.
Oh, he's gotten worse than ever.
Is he coming down Thanksgiving?
Who knows? He's a hermit.
Boy, him and what's her name?
Oh God, yeah. she's just, I think she helps it out.
She increases his shrumness.
Yeah. As she told Kimberly the other day, she goes, "Oh well, you just have to understand Scott." And Kimberly and I afterwards said, "Oh, we understand him all too well."
Like, you guys ain't known him for a lot longer anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, the deal is she's saying, you know, we were going to take Jamie out for her birthday to eat, right?
Uh-huh.
And come in, there's all these messages on the machine, and they're like, you know, progressing, you know, like, well, we're not going to go, Scott's sick, and then it's like, hey, we may go, and then it's like, yeah, we're going to go for sure. And then this is another one, you know, we're going to go to Chili's, you know, so give us a call when you get in. Scott's real hungry. Call back, say, well, we're fixing to go up there and too hungry. And then get a call from there, and they're there eating, said that they're going to drink a margarita and something, you know. And, man, you know, I just walked in from work and got all these messages. And I'm like, you know, do they not think people work and do things around here? You know, I felt like Frank Sinatra, you know. I mean, here it is six, you know, just after 6 o'clock, and they're talking about they can't wait to eat a meal. You know, she gets too hungry for dinner at 8.
I was wondering whether,
yeah, the lady's a tramp. And so, and all this, you know, can't wait.
Talk about his woman that way.
Can't wait until 7 to eat their meal or whatever, you know. Couldn't have a little snack, eat a chip or something. You know, by the time we call it there, Kimberly calls it, they've already eaten all their meals, ready to go.
That's so rude.
Yeah. And, you know, that was the thinking over here. And so Kimberly said, you know, is Scott Rain on your parade? And she said, oh, no, no. And, you know, and that was when she said, you just have to understand him. Oh, yeah, buddy.
Man.
Yeah.
You know, I took Dottie's van to Memphis.
Uh-huh.
I had to take some nags over.
Uh-huh.
And I got into her
van. Go by and see James?
No, man, that dude's been dissing me with some stories. I signed some shit to him. And
oh, really?
And I ain't heard nothing from him since.
Huh.
I washed my hands of him.
Yeah, yeah. You saw Hunker Down?
Who?
thought you said you saw Hunker Down.
Hunker Down?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, some band.
Oh.
Opened them up for Collective Soul up here.
Oh.
Ouch. I think they're local.
Anyway, my point that I'm trying to get at is that, you know, I looked in her van and I just went, and I started laughing, and I realized finally that she was a shrimp.
Oh, no.
And, I mean, I don't know how, I just never really put it together. She was her own kind of shrimp, but that has gotten in her van and made the connection, you know.
You laughed.
There's always just junk.
Sure.
And she's just scatterbrained and undependable and the shrimp, you know.
The shrimp. Have you heard his car antic?
Smashing in the shit? What are you talking
about? He never went to get his, I don't remember what started it all, but it was a big chain of events. But anyway, he didn't get his car license, you know, and inspection and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, I think he needed a muffler or something. I don't know. So, anyway, so he didn't drive his car for, like, forever, like months and months on end. And it was getting to be a joke, you know. And Kim and I were wondering how long it would be, you know. It's like, surely you'll have to drive somewhere someday. And all this kind of stuff.
Well, you'd be surprised.
Yeah. And so I go over there one day or so, I don't know, something was going on. And, we were fixing to go somewhere, and he's, like, heading to his car. And I say, hey, man, you know, what gives? And he said, oh, that's cool. He'd take my car.
Hmm?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hmm? And so, he says, you know, plays it off like, I don't remember the exact conversation. It's been a while now, but, you know, it was played off like it's cool, man. I got the tag situation covered, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, everything's hip. Well, he calls me one day, all frantic, asking me where, I got my car license and all that stuff, you know, like he hadn't lived here for 7 years and, you know, 3.5 years or whatever longer than me. Anyway, you get the gist.
Uh-huh.
And so he doesn't know where to get the jazz, couldn't figure it out his own. So I tell him, and he's all in a panic about it, you know, and so I inquire as to his panic. I wonder if they're still recording us. Wouldn't that be a hoot?
What?
I said, I wonder if they're still recording us.
I don't know.
That'd be interesting. But, turns out he was trying to get everything battled down before he went to court.
Oh,
he got pulled over, and get this. Bo was gone or something or wasn't using his car, so he took Bo's tags for his car, which he hadn't put on, and to not mess him up, he puts them on with scotch tape.
they probably think like he's some kind of
They took his car apart. And checked under everything.
Oh, okay. He goes, oh, it's my brother's, man. It's my brother. He goes, uh-huh.
Yeah. So anyway, he gets slapped with a bigger ticket than he would have had because he wasn't having it registered. He was falsifying, you know, documents or, you know, something like that.
I mean, that's like a big deal, kind of, isn't it?
Yeah, but somehow he got it worked out.
I guess, and he's lucky it was his brother.
Yeah, so it was just so typical Shrum, though, you know. Put it on with scotch tape so he could drive somewhere instead of getting his own damn car inspected.
Man, I thought you said he was getting better.
Well, he was, but he's regressed. He's digressed. He was. When I first came back here, he was better. He was, like, talking to people and being regular. you could, like, picture him walking down the aisle of a grocery store and stuff, just regular human stuff. But now, no, he's gone. Called over there a while ago to talk to him. I hadn't talked to him in a while. Jamie kept talking to me, and she usually puts him on, you know. And it had been a while, so out of the blue I go,
Scott's got his head on the pillow. She says, of course. And it was early, man.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
And he's got a part-time job. He gets off like at 1 or 3 or something.